Hello, you are listening to Brazilian Portuguese Podcast by reallylearnportuguese.com. Hello, Emilio. How are you doing today?
Hello, Guilherme. How are you doing, man? I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Winter is coming. Cold is here, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I see you're using some clothes that indicates that it's really winter around there.
Oh, yeah. Winter has coming.
Okay, Emilio. Guys, welcome to another episode of the series Weekly Expression. And I just want to tell everybody here that we have launched a new Portuguese course. So, guys, it's free. If you want to learn Portuguese, if you were a beginner, or even if you are in a different level of learning, you can check this course. All the videos are high quality. We have a new teacher around there in our website. And Emilio, let me tell you something. It's great. It's amazing. So guys, please check it out. Just go to our website, reallylearnportuguese.com, and check the menu, the option courses. The only thing that we ask from you guys is to be logged in. Okay, so just it's free. It's totally free. We're not going to charge you anything to be logged. So you can have your own account and then check everything we posted there. We have prepared a material so you can also download everything. All the examples that we give you in the classes are there in this PDF file. So guys, check this out and then let us know if you like it, okay? Coming back to the episode, which is the expression that we are going to teach them today? Can you tell me?
Yeah, so today we are going to teach you guys an expression that is very common in Brazil as well. And I believe it makes more sense in Portuguese than in any other languages, right, Guilherme?
Yeah, Emilio. And it's good to teach them expressions that make sense only in Portuguese because it's unique. You are only going to see this in Portuguese, which is totally awesome.
Exactly. And our expression for today in Portuguese is fazer uma vaquinha. I'm going to repeat it. Fazer uma vaquinha. So this expression, as I mentioned before, it's very common in Brazil. And I believe it makes only sense in Brazil. And this one specifically, if I want to do a hard translation to English, it would be something very funny, Guilherme. It would be something like, make a call.
Make a call. I mean, not. It's not a call. It's a cow.
A cow.
It's the animal, right?
Yes, that produces milk.
Can you make a cow?
I have no idea, man. And this expression, what we can say that is similar to Portuguese, or at least bring a similar meaning, is chip in or club together. Chip in or club together. It actually brings a closer meaning, but it's not necessarily the same meaning. And I would like to start off by saying that this expression, people used to say, Guilherme, that it came from a very famous team in Brazil called Vasco da Gama. As a matter of fact, my friend from Rio de Janeiro, he came here and he's crazy about Vasco.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys heard it, our last episode was talking about the Rio de Janeiro guy. You should see it, man. He's crazy about Vasco. He's probably going to be listening to this episode as well. And I'm going to tell him. Yo, dude, yeah. I'm mentioning your Vasco team there.
Yeah, he's a fan, right?
He's a fan. And to make the story short, people say that it was created by this Vasco da Gama team during the 20th decade. And by that time, what we call it carioca, people who were born in the Rio de Janeiro capital, they were using what we can say that they were trying to stimulate players in field. So every positive result, the player, they would receive a prize in money. So pretty much the fans, they were doing a vaquinha. So they were making a cow, And we have I would say that we have like a formal word for that would be arrecadar. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what we say in Portuguese when we say fazer uma vaquinha. It has exactly the same meaning as arrecadar, which means get some money towards a goal. So on that situation, the players, every time when they were winning a game or something like that, their fans, they were fazendo uma vaquinha, or they were gathering some money to give those players a prize. And this prize was according to the score. And it was inspired in a game called Jogo do Bicho, which the hard translation would be the animal game. And that's called because it has many games involved, and every animal has a different prize. And the highest prize was the cow. So in this game, the cow was worth much more money than anything. And making the story short, as I said, fazendo a vaquinha, or fazer vaquinha, means that they were planning to get as much money as possible towards a goal. Right, Guilherme?
What a trip. I mean, it's a big explanation for something very simple, but man, it's cultural, which I find very, very, very interesting. Amazing, amazing. Thanks for the explanation, Emilio. And guys, this is so cool in Brazil that this game that Emilio mentioned, the Jogo do Bicho, is still played by a lot of people here in Brazil. I think we mentioned this game once in an episode. I'm not sure which episode it was, but it's not a legal game because casinos are not allowed here in Brazil as it is in other countries, as the United States and some other countries in the Midwest or in Asia as well. This is a kind of a hidden game. Not everybody can talk about it. It's like they even announced the prizes in the radio, which I find very, very funny. Okay, we already understood what fazer uma vaquinha means, but let's give them some examples, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so the first example that I would like to say is nós fizemos uma vaquinha para ajudar o casal a pagar por uma lua de mel em Paris. So let me repeat. Nós fizemos uma vaquinha para ajudar o casal a pagar por uma lua de mel em Paris. All right, what's happening here, Emilio? People were gathering probably at work or in a church, in a group of friends. And one of the couples there, they were getting married. And then for several reasons, didn't have all the money to go to the honeymoon. Okay. So everybody contributed with money. So they have used this money to go and travel to honeymoon. Okay. So in this case, they were doing something to help the couple, which is actually what fazer uma vaquinha